Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tyson Miller, yeah, is probably the equivalent of a garage sale purchase.
Okay. All right.
Might work out in the spare room. It might be something that's quite comfortable on occasion, but I wouldn't necessarily think that it's going to be a permanent fixture.
Could he be worse than Adbert Alzolay? I mean, probably not, right?
Probably not, which, by the way, Adbert Alzolay goes on the injured list. Mully called it.
I didn't call it.
Mully called it.
And I don't take it lightly that a guy has a forearm injury and his forearm bothered him. I don't just assume that the devious Cubs have made up an injury to get him on the IL.
I'm glad you don't, because it's not – That's not fair.
Yeah.
And you're being, I think he's got an injury.
We talked to John Heyman yesterday and suggested, like, maybe the guy needs a couple weeks, send him to Arizona, do something with him, put him in the old pitch lab.
Well, we just saw that essentially happen with Kyle Hendricks, not to diminish the possible back issues that he was dealing with.
Okay.
But I still am a little skeptical about the Kyle Hendricks injury, air quotes for those on Twitch, injury with the back. But Adbert Alzolay, if you read the Sun-Times this morning, Matty Lee described the post-game victory on Sunday, the celebration. You know, Alzolay is always the high-five guy. Always, even after tough save, the high-five guy.
And he's low-five?
And no, he was congratulating people with his left hand because his right arm might have been compromised.
He totally went low-five.
That was a very good detail. Stop mocking it.
He couldn't put his hand over.
Stop mocking it. That was a nice little reporting detail, I thought.
Wanted to still do it, but he was trying to come up with something.
Give me the low five. That was still hurt.
That's how they knew he was injured.
He went low. When you go high, we go low.
You take the high road.
When you go low, we go high. That's the way it goes, right?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember my
No, that's good.
Favorite Michelle Obama-isms.
But listen. The fact is, you don't make light of that, and I hope he's okay.
I don't know that he is.
I don't know that he's been okay for a while. I mean, obviously that hurt at that moment, but who knows?
Tommy Hotovy was clear in talking yesterday after the injury was announced that, and we'll talk to Tommy tomorrow, this didn't seem to be something that was a previous issue.
Right.
And so, but it does make you wonder. He clearly has not been the same pitcher.
No.
And if there's some forearm tightness, you hope that it's not a sign of anything more serious. But you could understand if we find out later that he has been compromised all season long. This is not the same pitcher that they were dealing with in the second half of last year.
No, he's really struggled, and he's been prone to giving up the home run ball, as we all know. And he's had some blown saves, as we all know. I do think you need him. And I do think that when you look at the Cubs, you know, we generally talk about all the injuries. I think this is the 14th player on the injured list.
Yes.
Is that the number?
14.
He's also, I saw Tony Andracki tweeted out yesterday, he's also the fifth of the opening day eight, their eight-man bullpen. Five guys are gone from that bullpen. You've got four of them on IL now, right? Him, Merriweather, who else? My mind is shot.
Amonte?
Yeah, Amonte and Wick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Luke Little down in Iowa. So that's five out of the eight guys you started with. And Kwas was brought up. He's pitched one time in the last month. He was brought back up to replace Edbert when he went on the IL. So,
he's had a shuttle back and forth, even more than Wisniewski.
Yes.
And it's unfortunate because injuries have really interfered with the Cubs' bullpen consistency. Merriweather and Alzolay were two guys they counted on mightily last year.
Yes.
And they have been injured and inconsistent, and that's not good. So
you could argue, and I mean, this would not be an argument I'd want to make, but I could nod my head while someone was making it. You could argue that of all the guys that have been on the IL, that Julian Merriweather is the guy they miss the most.
Well, I think you can say that. I don't know if I agree with that.
Yeah,
but I
wouldn't make the argument.
Here's the thing is that you can say that because he has pitched the least. So he has had fewer chances to disappoint you, right?
Well, yeah.
So we're basing what they're missing.
You're based on what he did last year.
Yeah.
So if Alzolay had been injured to start the season, you'd be like,
oh God. Wow, how are they doing this without Edward Alzolay? Nobody would have guessed he would have been as bad as he was. So Merriweather, I don't know. Volatility of bullpens is a certainty in Major League Baseball. But just let me read you this lead, okay? It's just to back up my point because I think it was well done and it's something I didn't notice. This is Matty Lee in this morning's Sun Times. After the Cubs' 5-4 10-inning victory against the Pirates Sunday, right-hander Edbert Alzolay, who closed out the game, went through the handshake line with his gloved left hand extended across his body and his right arm hanging at his side. For another player, that might not have stood out, but the strength of Alzolay's high fives after wins had become a running joke among teammates who braced for impact. The next day, the Cubs put Alzolay on the 15-day injured list.
Because of the high five line?
With what they called a right forearm strain and recalled sidearmer Jose Kwas to reinforce the bullpen.
Nothing to do with how he's pitching.
Yes,
it's just he didn't have the hard high five. They know the players going through the line have noticed.
He's
lacking in
his
high
five. He didn't high five because his arm was hurt.
Right. His arm's hanging. He's left-handed glove.
Nice job, Matty Lee.
What do you do with that? I mean, how do you – a guy offers you his left-handed glove like that. That thing's smelly. Give me an elbow.
A fist
you know,
pump.
Let's pretend we're back in COVID.
I hope it doesn't come out that he injured himself celebrating. I doubt that it would.
No, I don't think it will.
I think it is an injury, though.
But
I think it's unfortunate.
The fact that they put him on the injured list as fast as they did. And I mean, Craig Counsell used that to kind of prove that he was hurt.
Right.
And I'm willing to go along with what he said.
Yeah, now they have a dilemma. They get, as you say, Tyson Miller, not going to move the needle much. Hayden Wisniewski coming out of the bullpen we saw last night. He had a tough – I mean, it wasn't – he gave up two-out runs, and they were a double and a couple single, and it wasn't ideal, but that's where he's going to be pitching.
Our squinty-eyed producer is giving a stare down for some reason. What was that?
At me?
Yes.
I missed that.
Did he say something?
Last night was really upsetting, overall.
Generally speaking.
Again, as you mentioned, Mully, Shota wasn't at his best, but still good
runless.
Enough, right?
He gets
when you don't allow a run, I don't care if you're walking, when you don't allow a run through five innings of a big league game, you're doing something right. It's just that the offense is just, you know, we're almost like to Theo days, like the offense is broke. It started really good, and then it got into the home run or nothing.
Christopher Morel fouled the ball off his foot.
Worried about.
And he did not take
he
first
is
base.
Banged
he
up.
He looked
he
banged up.
He is banged up. He does that like once a game, it seems like.
So tonight we're going to have Mastroboni and Nicky Madrigal in the lineup at second and third, or are we going to get a Patrick Wisdom start at third?
I want Patrick Wisdom in the lineup.
I don't know where I read it, but somebody had a comment on a story about Counsell getting kicked out, and I apologize to whoever, but somebody commented on the bottom. He should have been thrown out the minute he had Happ as DH.
Yes, I thought that was a big problem. Ian Happ DHing.
I nearly texted
struck out three times. I think his fourth at bat, he hit into a double play.
Right, when there was an opportunity. Right?
I'm just saying.
Chris Sale should mean that Ian Happ gets the night off.
But I just wonder if Morrell's out, if that
yes,
kind of makes it. I don't know if we can get away with that.
You definitely could get away with it. I don't know if they will try, but you have, yeah, Magical at second, Wisdom at third if Morrell needs the night off. I think Morrell plays. He's a gamer.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.